Trump and Fuhrer. Still not the Messiah. Just another guy that you elected. They can't fix anything. Oh, damn.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan, look for a safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Oh, it is I. It is the great one himself. I am the founder of Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 12 years. Right. Always right. Always been right. Will always be right. Never been wrong. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect and comes in on destroy fucking statist all around the world. All kinds of state. Does not matter what kind of statist you are. Left-wing statist, right-wing statist, homo statist, cyber statist, statheist, even anarcho-sissies, anarcho-feminist, and anarcho-communist. Please, anarcho-communist, please just shut the fuck up and stop. Just stop, okay? You're communist. You can't be an anarchist and a communist. Please just fucking stop. What is wrong with you people? I use the term people loosely. All right, greetings. It is I. Great one. You can send us email at God. It's dog spelled backwards. God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Of course, the website, CYNLIBSOC.com. In the control room, the lovely and adorable Randy. Today is the 22nd of March in the year of the Trump and Fuhrer, 2017. I had a really fucking busy week. You might get a repeat podcast on Friday. I don't know yet. The work is piled up and shit's flying everywhere. And so there's that. I want to get straight to the point. That's hilarious. I want to get straight to the point today. Everyone who's listened to more than 4 episodes of this podcast just starts laughing out loud. I'm going to get straight to the point, right? Today is a philosophical podcast. Today is me presenting to you a thesis that I've come up with. And I'm going to work through this a little bit and explore this. Now, I'm not really sure where this is going, and that's the whole point. I'm just going to talk this out, and you're going to get to listen to it. And we're going to see where this goes. And I'm not sure what I'm calling this yet. And I'm going to be taking some notes as I go along, so you're going to get some silence. I think I'm calling this the Infinity Syndrome. I did a series of podcasts, there were 4 of them, a while back. If memory serves me correct, the series is called Why Statism. And in that series, I presented the brilliant, not that I'm, stroking my own ego, but I am, the brilliant observation and a shit ton of reasoning to support my observation that the root cause of statism is fear. That people who are not afraid of where the roads are going to come from or how they're going to get an iPhone 7 or who's going to kill the people that they don't like or who's going to take money away from other people and give it to them, right? People who don't have fear don't need the state. People who don't have fear don't need the government. If you haven't listened to that series, I suggest you do because it's some of my best thinking, and God knows even my terrible thinking is better than most thinking. The Infinity Syndrome. Fear is what has led to statism. The Infinity Syndrome, the illusion of infinity, is what has led to the complete stagnation of at least North America. Let me confine this to the United States, because this is what I have. The United States is the nation state of which I have the most firsthand knowledge, so let me just stick with that. The illusion of infinity is what has led to the stagnation of our culture, our technology, our progress, our science, our knowledge, our personal expansion. Let's talk about three ways in which I see this manifesting. We continuously see that people turn to government to solve problems for them, whatever problem arises. Right? People are smoking cigarettes. Well, we should get the government to do something about that. We need roads. Well, the government should do something about it. There's poor people. The government should do something about that. There are some people who don't have health insurance. Well, the government should do something about that. There are people who are unemployed. The government should do something about that. The environment is getting dirty. The government should do something about that. We need to go to the planet Mars. The government should do something about that. There is this perception among the unintelligent people, otherwise known as the 99%, that the government can do something about everything. Because there is this perception that the government has unlimited resources, that the government has infinite capacity. The government has access to infinite amounts of money. The government can just hire more people. It has infinite manpower. The government has this infinite ability to fix things, provide things, change things, do things. That is the perception. That is the infinity illusion. The 99% think this is true because they don't understand that money has to come from someplace. People who work for the government or people who are not doing other things, resources obtained by the government or resources not used for other things, they simply do not understand the concept of finite resources. All things are finite. Except maybe infinity. Infinity is not finite. Oh, and human stupidity. Okay, so except for infinity and human stupidity, all things are finite. because people view the government as having infinite resources, infinite manpower, infinite money, infinite capability to fix, to solve, to create, to do, to prevent, to legalize, to illegalize, to regulate, to tax. When people see something which they think should be done, such as educating the children, right? It's a fucking children. So you've got some dickheads, some 99%ers, and they think the children should be educated. They look at the thing and they say, well, we could spend our time educating children, but you know, we want to protest the patriarchy and watch reruns of Sex and the City and binge watch Game of Thrones while eating ice cream. So we don't really have time for that. But the government, because the government is infinite in its capacity, in its money, in its manpower, which is probably a sexist word to use, we can turn over educating the children to the government, and the government can do that for us because the government has access to infinity. And thus, every time somebody runs across something that they think should be done, right? Oh, we need to do something to stop the earth from being polluted. We need to cure AIDS. We need to cure cancer. Whatever. We need to build roads. Everything at whatever speed gravitates towards the government somehow or another facilitating it. As a result, not only is a huge amount of resources and manpower and effort being wasted, but more importantly, government spends time doing things that really aren't that fucking important. Infinity is the antithesis of finite. Duh, right? Okay. Infinity is what enables bad decisions . It also enables, I'm trying to think of the phrase I want here. Infinity enables laziness. It enables misuse. Misuse of time and resources. So let me explain where this is coming from and how I'm getting to this result. I've said before, you have to judge people by their actions, not their words. It's what people do that matters, not what they say. Now, all of us do things, and the things we do are the things that are important to us. Okay, I've explained this before. Right now, I'm recording this podcast. I'm talking about this. You know that this is important to me because I'm doing it. So any given person comes up with something they think is important. Say, recording a podcast. So I'm sitting here, I think that recording a podcast is an important thing to do. I have two options. I mean, yeah, there might be a few more, but for the purpose of our discussion, there's two ways we can go. I can devote a part of my life to recording a podcast. Or I can, via democracy and legislation, I can delegate recording the podcast to the government. Because, of course, the government has infinite resources. The government can just do one more thing. So what's the big deal? What if I get a law passed, however, you know, at whatever level, however I do it, I get this law passed that says the government has to podcast stating the obvious podcast 3 times a week. And now I don't have to do it anymore. Ooh, the government's doing it for me. Well, now what am I going to do in the time I would be normally recording, producing, publishing, dealing with this podcast? Well, I mean, shit, the podcast was important to me, but now the important podcast is being done by the government. I just sit here and look at internet porn. Having a finite lifespan and having access to finite resources, and all of us have access to finite resources, even Bill Gates. Having finite time and finite resources is what forces a person, and I'm talking here about normal, well-adjusted, mentally stable people, not talking about people with brain chemistry problems. Yeah, I can throw in a joke here about social justice warriors, but actually, that's not true, because if you look at them, what's important to them, what's important to social justice warriors is attention whoring and virtue signaling, and that's what they spend their lives doing. Our finite lives and our finite time on Earth and our finite access to resources force a person to have to evaluate what is truly important and then move forward and do those things, right? So if you think that educating children is really that important, okay, absent the government, if you're in Ancapadice, there's no government, and you think educating children is important, because you cannot pawn that off on the government, you have to do that. You either have to say, this is so important that I am going to devote my resources and my time to educating the children, or you have to let go of it. Those are your only two fucking options in Ancapadice. Absent a government, you either have to do it yourself with your time and your resources. It doesn't mean you can't get other people involved and get help, and you know, you make money and you pay that. But you have to start with yourself and your resources. You can't just pass a fucking law and the government comes in and does it for you and you never have to lift another finger. So you either have to do it yourself or you have to let go of it. And thus, people will only do those things which are the most important to them. Now, when you introduce government, people look at the government and they say, oh, holy shit, the government is infinite. The government has unlimited money. It has unlimited resources. It can get anything it wants. It can hire as much people. We can do anything now. And as a result, you get what we have now. You get laws and regulations on everything, and you get all of these things that nobody really wants. And you know that nobody really wants them, because if you look at a world where there were no government, these things would not exist. For example, flying robots that you can launch missiles from to kill people, right? Nuclear missiles, the military-industrial complex, mandatory schooling. These are things that nobody wants enough to get off their asses and do it themselves. Right, going around and mandating and regulating and fining businesses that don't have wheelchair accessible access. Right, this is something nobody is going to get off their ass and do themselves. This is something we have only because somebody wanted this on a whim because it was going to make them feel good. And the government was enabled via legislation to make this happen. I suggest that a huge amount of the problems and the evils of our society would be eliminated. Obviously, if the government were eliminated. But even if there was some sort of limit on the government. Again, the government, like, for example, has no financial limit. Right? I mean, the money that, of course, God, there's credit cards. When you personally go out and spend money, the amount of money you can spend has some kind of limit on it, even if it's just the fucking limit on your goddamn credit cards that you'll never be able to pay off. But with the government, there is no perceived limit. And thus, people just expect more and more and more from the government because of this illusion of infinity that the government just has everything it needs. The limited resources and the limited lifespan of the individual human is one of the things that has kept the oppression of any group of humans. Yeah, well, hold on. Let me figure this fucking phrase out. Finite time and resources is what has historically prevented any person or group of persons from oppressing some other person or group of persons. Okay? All the people Stalin put into the gulags, if he didn't have the power of the government behind him, he couldn't have done that. All the people our buddy Adolf Hitler put in concentration camps, without the power of the government, he couldn't have done that. All of the reading your emails and listening to your conversations the government of the United States did, couldn't have done that without the power of the government, right? The TSA agent touching your 8-year-old boy's ballsack, right? The only way he can do that is because of the power of the government. If the TSA agent had to use his own time and his own resources and he wasn't getting paid to touch ball sacks, he would not be touching your son's ball sack in an airport. And furthermore, without the protection of the government, when he did touch your son's ball sack, you would kick the motherfucker in the face. Not your son, the TSA agent. The illusion of infinity, as applied to the government, creates this situation in which the inferior people simply ask the government to do more and more and more, and the government becomes more and more and more oppressive. The finite lifespan and the finite resources of the individual human is perhaps the main thing that keeps human aggression, violence, the desire for control, the desire to dominate against other humans in check. This is something I've talked about before. Everybody says that in Anacapadice, well, not everybody, the stupid people, say that in Anacapadice there's going to be these gangs of warlords running around and raping and burning everything. Okay, but why? I mean, why are a bunch of people in Anacapadice, how is it going to, with their limited resources and their limited time, why is it going to benefit them to run around raping and killing people? Their warlord isn't going to, is their warlord going to be able to pay them all? Okay, the next aspect of the illusion of infinity that presents a problem is religion. Specifically, the concept of the afterlife. Once again, people have finite life and finite resources. Then religion, okay, people have finite life and finite resources. Government comes along and says, hey, look, we have infinite resources, infinite time. You just get us to do whatever you want, and we can do anything for you. Right? The illusion of infinity presented by the government frees the individual from having to make decisions about what's important to them and focus on that instead of focusing on bullshit. Along comes religion and does the same thing. Religion says unto the stupid people, look, there's an afterlife. See, you're going to die one day, but after you die, you're going to keep on existing. You're going to continue to be there. You will live with God in heaven for infinity. It's like, okay, well, you know, I got my life and I'm going to do some stuff, but maybe I spend most of my life sitting around watching internet porn and, you know, having the government do everything for me. When I die, I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to live in infinite life. The best example of where this goes wrong I can think of is with our Muslims. Our Muslims, collectively speaking, apparently. Would they really? And maybe they would. I don't know. Because I'm not a Muslim and I can't ever be in another human's brain, regardless of whether they're a Muslim or any other religion or whatever. Would they really hijack an airplane and fly it into a building and die if they didn't think they were going to get this infinite afterlife? Would they really blow themselves up if they didn't think there was some kind of infinite afterlife? Buddhist monks who have set themselves on fire like they did back protesting the Vietnamese War. If they didn't think there was some kind of reincarnation, if they didn't think they were somehow going to go on, would they still have set themselves on fire? You see, just as the perception of infinite resources held by the government creates a situation in which people take things they think are important and slough them off on the government. And the ability to slough things off on the government that are important makes people think that more and more things are important that really aren't important, right? Like, again, okay. Laws about who can use what bathroom. Okay, if you were really fucking adamant that men and women should just be able to all use whatever bathroom and trannies, you would have to go out and you would have to do that yourself. That's why that sort of shit never happened until somebody figured out they could get the government to force people to let trannies use whatever bathroom. Not that trannies have ever had a difficult time figuring out what bathroom to use in the past. I mean, this is a great perfect example of a complete non-issue. Transsexuals have been using the bathroom without any problems whatsoever for as long as transsexuals have existed. It wasn't until people just got so lazy and so stupid and their priorities, because their lives are so empty, became so fucking low that this actually became important enough for them to slough this off on the government. I mean, this is like one of the most unimportant fucking things that has ever happened in the history of civilization. Which bathroom should trannies use? As trannies have been using the fucking bathroom with no fucking problem forever. Only now is this a problem. And this is a problem because of the illusion of infinity has freed people from having to do what's truly important to them to such a degree that they are scraping the bottom of the barrel, looking for something to be important in their lives. Okay, not only does the illusion of infinity create this situation which the government has more power, it makes your life as a human being fucking worthless. Because anything that you think is important, if you're stupid, anything you think that's important, well, your first response, especially nowadays, is to slough it off on the government. Right? If it's important, well, of course the government should do this. You're not going to get off your ass and do it. So anytime you do stumble across something you even remotely think is important, the first thing you do is slough it off on the government. And once you've done that, now you're standing there with nothing to do, with too much free time. Once again, these are the social justice warriors. They have nothing to get excited about. They have nothing to be passionate about in their own. Their lives are just fucking empty. There are no goddamn serious problems in the United States of America that really need that much solving. And they sure as hell aren't any serious problems that these people are going to get off their asses and solve themselves. Right? If you get up in the morning and you have a fucking mission, whether it's to record your podcast or to write your book or to bang girls or whatever, if you've got if you're building a business and you have a fucking mission, well, you don't have time for all this other shit. You don't have time to fucking worry about what bathroom a tranny is going to use, as if the trannies are too stupid to figure out what fucking bathroom to use. By the way, trannies, did any of you feel insulted at all by the fact that the government needs to tell you which bathroom to use? Fucking Christ. Okay, so when you take everything that's important to you and you slough it off on the government, you don't have a purpose in being alive. You don't have a reason to get up in the morning. That's where you get social justice warriors from, because these are people who are so desperate to have meaning in their lives, but they have no meaning in their lives. Religion does the same fucking thing. When you sit here and you think, well, you know, I can do shit in my life, but it's okay, because when I die, I'm going to go on to this infinite afterlife and get these rewards. That gives you a completely different perspective than if you're sitting here knowing, you know, this is it, man. I got this one life. I'm here. I'm now. When I die, I'm going to be gone. There's nothing else. I have finite resources and I have finite time. I better fucking decide what's important to me, and I'd better focus on that, and all the other shit that's not important, like what bathroom transsexuals use and pronouns on college campuses, also, I better let go of all that shit. I better fucking let go of that because I only have this much time. It lights a fire under your ass. It gives you a motivation. It gives you a passion. It gives you a reason to fucking live. But when everything you need, you want, you desire, you think is important, you think should be forced on other people, that you think should be paid for, when all of that is handled by the government, which you perceive to be infinite, and when you don't really have to worry about wasting your time, because after you die, you're just going to go to the afterlife, provided by religion, which you regard as being infinite. What reason do you even have to get out of bed in the morning? As I was sitting around thinking about all this, another aspect of the infinity syndrome hit me. And this explains, I think, why people are becoming stupider. Because we have another infinite construct that's affecting our society right now. That is our friend, the internet. I mean, why should I have to learn anything? Why should I have to educate myself? If I ever want to know something, I can just Google it. Everything is on the internet. The internet is infinite. The internet knows everything. All the answers I want are on the internet. I don't need to understand anything. I don't need to educate myself. I don't need to read. I don't need to think. If something happens, I just need to know something, I can just look it up on the internet. The internet is infinite. I don't need to develop my own personal knowledge, skill set, intellectual skills, critical thinking skills, understanding of concepts. Whenever I need any of those things, I can simply instantly access them on the internet, because the internet is infinite. The internet will do my thinking for me. So in natural conditions, people have finite resources and finite time, and they recognize this, and thus they must focus on doing what is most important to them, using their resources in the most efficient manner. Educating themselves on the topics that are most important. You introduce the state. The state says, hey, whatever you want, we can do that for you. You want to educate children, we can do that for you. You want to regulate bathroom usage, we can do that for you. You want to stop people from smoking cigarettes, we can do that for you. Whatever it is you want, we can do that for you. Yeah, well, fuck. Well, now you can just spend your time playing computer games or watching porn. You're going to die one day, and you have this sense of urgency. You're like, oh, shit, I should do stuff. But then religion comes along and says, don't worry about it. When you die, you're going to go to heaven. You're going to be with God. You're going to see your relatives and your dog from when you were a kid and everything. And you're going to live in the afterlife forever. You're going to get some virgins if you blow yourself up and kill some Jews. You know, whatever it may be. And you're like, okay, you know, I could get off my ass and go do something today to make the world a better place, but, you know, when I die, I'm just going to keep on going. It's not that big a deal. There's no pressure. You can say, man, I'm really interested in this subject and this topic. I could learn more about this. I could devote myself to getting an understanding of this. But you know what? If I ever really need to understand the physics of how a rope and pulley works, I don't need to spend time understanding how a rope and pulley system works and the weight distribution and how you can use them to most effectively lift the load. I can just look that up on the internet anytime I want. The internet has all the information in the world on it. It's infinite. I can just look that up on the internet. I don't need to spend any of my time learning this. And because there are these three things, government, religion, internet, that are external to you, which you perceive as being infinite, and you perceive as being available to you, and you perceive as true, and you perceive them as existing and never going away, you slough off all of these things that you could, and some might argue should, be doing with your life. You slough these things off on those three entities. You have the government to do all these so-called important things for you to make the world a better place so you don't have to get off your ass and do anything to make the world a better place or to even make your own life a better place. Or you could go get a job and make some money. You could start a business and make some money. Nah, just sit here and get some welfare. You got religion to give your life some meaning. When I die, I'm going to go to heaven. I'll be a good person as defined by the Bible or the Quran or the Book of Mormon or whatever it is. And when I die, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to be with my friends and my family. And we're all going to be woo, 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 heaven and harps and shit. And I, what the fuck ever, clouds. I don't know. But there's no sense of urgency in anything. It doesn't matter. I'm not going anywhere. I am going to exist forever. I don't need a sense of urgency. Now, I could educate myself. I could learn some things. But I can just look it up on the internet. I don't need to know anything. All the information's on the internet. The infinity, the illusion of infinity, presented by government, religion, internet, has done more to destroy the human species than anything else. It's because of those things that the 99% get up every day and go to Starbucks and buy their fucking $4 latte or latte or whatever the fuck it's, gay coffee, I don't know. And they go to their fucking cubicle and they sit there and they talk about football or basketball. And they live these empty, miserable little lives. Rolling up debt, never having a clue what they're passionate about, never having any idea what's really interesting to them, what's exciting to them, never reaching their full potential, and in not reaching their individual full potential, holding back the entire species. Right? Because when you slough all of the problem solving and all of the creation onto the government. And of course, a lot of creation is sloughed off onto the corporations, which I'm not sure how the corporations or if the corporations fit into this yet. Because on one hand, corporations are, to a degree, a manifestation of personal goals, of personal achievement, of doing things. For example, you know, Apple, as much as I like to talk shit about Apple, I do, but I mean, Apple Jobs said, hey, I'm going to make this iPod thing. Okay, so this was a manifestation of, you know, Steve Jobs didn't schluff off and pass get a law passed for the government to create an MP3 music player. Okay, he did that himself via the path, the tool, the resource of the corporation. Okay, so some things are schluffed off on corporations, but corporations, I'm going to say at this time, are a closer manifestation of individual accountability and desire than the government is. People's lives become so blah blah blah. I have to remember where the fuck I left off. Hold on, give me a second. It's this illusion of infinity that is causing the stagnation. Nobody wants to personally do anything to solve the problems, to make themselves better, to live their lives to the best of their ability. Because again, if you're out living your life to the best of your ability, you don't have time to worry about stupid shit. And the less time people spend concerning themselves with stupid shit, and concerning themselves with what is truly important, that's the sooner things will get better. But when all of your need to concern yourself with important things has been sloughed off on the government, and all you have to do is sit around on Facebook posting memes about how white men are racist, well, nothing's getting any better. Nothing is changing. There's no new technology. You're not inventing. Yeah, okay, you fucking wackos out there want solar power. How many of you are getting off your asses and working on creating more efficient solar power cells? The answer is none of you. You pass a law. The government says that, well, but some percentage of power has to come from solar panels by the year 2020 or whatever. And oh, you think you've done something. You've done nothing. If renewable energy, if solar energy is really that important to you, in the absence of the government, you would be trying to build a solar panel cell. You would have to educate yourself about how solar power works and how you could build a solar panel cell. But you're not going to do that. You'll just type something into Google, read the first thing that happens, and think you know something. Until we can move past the infinity syndrome, our society will continue to decay because more and more and more people will, in the face of these infinite resources, the money and the manpower of the government, the infinite resources, the infinite time span of their existence provided by religion, and the infinite knowledge provided by the internet. Access to these perceived infinities will translate into the average person, the 99%ers, just wasting their time because they believe everything that's important, everything that's meaningful, can be done for them, provided to them, granted to them by these three resources. And when you let go of the government doing things for you and doing things to other people for you, and when you let go of the idea that you're going to have an afterlife to just kick back playing your harp in the clouds, and when you let go of the idea that, oh, you can just look everything up on the internet and you don't need to actually understand anything about the world around you, when you let go of all that and you see the finite time and the finite resources you have, that focuses you in and forces you to have to decide what is important and focus on what is important and let go of all the meaningless bullshit, all of your need to control other people and regulate other people and tell other people what they can and can't say. When you don't have government to do that for you, if you have to do that yourself, it's not going to be that important to you anymore. You're going to toss it aside. You're going to recognize, I'm going to fucking die one day and that's going to be the end. And I should spend my time that I have on the things that truly matter to me. And if you have no clue what truly matters to you, I mean, I'm not saying you can't sit around and watch internet porn for your entire life and then die. You certainly can. But if you don't know what's important to you, perhaps that will inspire you to spend some time figuring out what's important to you.